Epilepsy Ireland, previously Brainwave, the Irish Epilepsy Association, was established in 1966 by a group of individuals concerned to improve the quality of life of people with epilepsy in Ireland. Now, this coming Saturday night, the 22nd of September, Epilepsy Ireland are having a fundraising black tie ball at the luxurious Fort Island Resort. Tickets are €80 and consists of a five-course meal, the Love Bugs Band, and much, much more. But to talk to me about the event, but also about Epilepsy Ireland, I'm delighted to welcome to the programme the Communications Officer at Epilepsy Ireland is Conor Culkin. Conor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Darragh. Thanks for having me on the programme.
Listen, I'm absolutely delighted to have you, and I've been practicing all night long because when I got the brief for this, I learned that you have been working with BBC Radio 5 Live, Red FM, 96 FM, the list goes on, so I better get this right.
Well, I've been looking you up there, and I've seen you wowed the likes of Simon Cowell and Amanda Holden, so, you know, I have to be on my game too, so yes, I did a little bit of work previously, BBC Radio 5 Live, 96 FM. I suppose anybody in the who works in the media, we tend to get around and work for who will generous enough to give us a bit of dosh. So I feel about, and I've been very thankful to all my great employers over the years. But yet now I'm with Epilepsy Ireland and really enjoy my work here.
Yeah, I mean, I totally get it, and you're very generous with your comments, and thank you. But the whole thing with Epilepsy Ireland, I get it because my best friend in Cork lives with epilepsy every day. So it must be a huge challenge, you know, for somebody from the outside like yourself to come in and work in an organisation like that. It's a huge learning curve, I can imagine.
Absolutely. I mean, epilepsy is such a complex condition. I mean, many neurologists will tell you that we know more about the bottom of the ocean than we do about the human brain. And all the time, we're learning different things about epilepsy. But just to give you, your listeners, I suppose, a description about what the condition actually is. I mean, if you were to go down to Yall Harbour and then take a look at the sea and have a look at the ripples of the waves and the ocean, that's your brain in normal functioning activity. But if you can imagine like a hurricane, a mad storm, and then you look at the craziness of the waves going up and down, in many ways, that's what a seizure is. A seizure is, in many ways, it's like a mini hurricane in the brain. It's an interruption in the brain's messaging system. And at Epilepsy Ireland, we really try to spread awareness, and most importantly, we try to support the 40,000 people with epilepsy across the country. Now, nearly 5,000 people have the condition in Cork, and we try to ensure that they can live their life to the fullest as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, I totally understand that. And I, having an autoimmune illness myself, an MS, I totally get that. I have been in the company of my friend when she had a seizure. And I can tell you it's not for the faint-hearted, because seizures can be severe or they can be less severe. But for somebody who's never been around somebody with a having a seizure, it can frighten the living daylights out of you. And you're right, it's all about raising awareness so that if something like this happens, you know what to do.
Absolutely. And the most important thing, right, if any of your listeners come across somebody having a seizure, number one, stay calm. Stay calm. Don't panic. I know, like, you're absolutely right. When you come across somebody having a seizure, particularly for the first time, and their body is convulsing and their eyes are rolling to the back of the head, it can be frightening. But I suppose if you just know some of the basics of seizure awareness, and as I said, number one is to stay calm. Number two is to allow the seizure to run its course. Generally, a seizure lasts about a couple of minutes, 2 to 3 minutes long. When the seizure has finished, place the person into the recovery position. So place them on their side. Maybe put something soft underneath their head. Under no circumstances, this is one of the myths about epilepsy and seizure awareness, under no circumstances touch their tongue, interfere with their mouth. It's a myth that you can swallow your tongue during a seizure. And if you're in any doubt that the person has injured themselves as a result of having a tonic-clonic seizure, call an ambulance, because they may have banged their head in the process of them having a seizure. So we're always, you know, generally If a seizure lasts under 3 minutes, we say an ambulance is not needed. But if in doubt, there is no harm to call an ambulance. And yeah, just the most important things are to stay calm, allow the seizure to run its course, turn them on their side, and under no circumstances interfere with the person's mouth, because you might get the fingers bitten off you.
That's actually a very interesting point that you raise, Conor, because I know my mum, being a paediatric nurse, back in the day, the rule of thumb at the time was to stick keys or something into the person's mouth in case they'd bite their tongue. Yep. But of course, that's not the way to do it anymore. So it's good to get that point out there in case anybody, you know, was misguided in any way, you know?
Absolutely. And one of the things Epilepsy Ireland does is we teach seizure awareness. We give educational classes to healthcare professionals, to teachers, to everybody. And there was this one story about, there was this member of the travelling community, and there was a history of epilepsy in the family. Sometimes epilepsy can be hereditary, but they were saying, they were told that under no circumstances to interfere with the person's mouth. And this I think it was this young mother was kind of almost devastated. She was telling us that she had this wooden spoon that was given to her from her parents, and that was almost handed down from generation to generation. And this wooden spoon was to be put into the mouth of somebody who was having a seizure to prevent them. Now, obviously, that's a big no-no. When we told them that, no, that you shouldn't do that, she was shocked. And that's a kind of a myth that prevails among many different sectors of society. You know, there is lots of misinformation about epilepsy. One of them is the tongue swallowing during a seizure. Another one is everybody with epilepsy is affected by flashing lights. That's photosensitive epilepsy. And in fact, only 5% of people who have an epilepsy diagnosis are affected by flashing lights. So There are a few myths out there, and that's part of the work of Epilepsy Ireland, is to get the facts across to everybody as much as possible.
Of course, and if I can just go back to that experience that I had with my friend when she had that seizure. Luckily, I remained calm, but when she was coming out of the seizure, I actually thought at one point she was dead, and all I could think of was, what'll my mother say if she finds out I was here? But the thing is, when she came around, she had no idea of what had just taken place. She had no memory.
The seizure that you're describing there, there are actually over 40 different types of seizures.
Wow.
One seizure that we are all very common with is the tonic-clonic seizure. That is the shaking seizure. In old terminology, it's sometimes called the grand mal seizure. And that is the seizure that lots of people are familiar with. Yes, you will go into state, you will go unconscious during that seizure. And often when somebody wakes up from having a tonic-clonic seizure, they'll have no recollection. They'll often, when they wake up, they'll feel very embarrassed. And also, a lot of people often report that when they've had a really bad seizure, it's almost like they've had the hangover from hell. Their brain is just completely whacked out, and they've almost feel like they've gone, you know, 10 rounds of Mike Tyson, that their brain just feels so exhausted. And it can take a couple of hours. When somebody has a bad seizure, often it can take the whole day for them to come back around. But generally, they'll be fine, and there will generally be no long-lasting damage to the brain as a result of a seizure. But yes, it can be really frightening for somebody who's not familiar with it, and completely understandable that somebody might think, oh my God, you know, is this person dying? You know, if you're not familiar with epilepsy, it can be frightening. But at some point in somebody's life, because, I mean, 40,000 people, like I said, have the condition in Ireland. That's about 1 in 112 people. So at some point in any of your listeners' lives, they may come across somebody having a seizure. And, yeah, it's just important to know the facts and know seizure awareness.
And, of course, look, like with all autoimmune illnesses, it's invisible to most people.
Yeah.
And there'll be a sense, of course, anybody that lives with epilepsy, it might affect their mental health as well and their own self-confidence, and they might be inclined to go out in case that all-important seizure happens. So I suppose the idea with Epilepsy Ireland is working with people to raise awareness but also create a degree of normality, that it's okay to have this thing. People will understand.
Absolutely. I mean, I described the 40,000 people that have the condition. For around 10 to 15,000, it can be a very serious condition, epilepsy. They can get seizures, several seizures around the clock. But for two-thirds of the population, it is something that they live with. And the fear of having a seizure at some point in the person's life is really anxiety-inducing. It can work them up into a bit of a tizzy, and as a result, stress can be a trigger for having a seizure. And you're absolutely right, Derek. There is a correlation between people with epilepsy and depression and anxiety. They will be more likely to suffer from areas of depression and anxiety, and they can really struggle because all of a sudden they might get a couple of seizures in a year, and before they know it, their driving license is taken off them. Before they know it, they're having difficulty sleeping, they're having difficulty with the relationship, and they might be having trouble in their career. But what we often find is that people who initially get diagnosed with epilepsy, they go through a phase of shock and often depression, but eventually when they're told the facts, when they're surrounded by the right support system around them, so that would be their family and friends, their neurologist, epilepsy specialist, nurses, once they have the support system around them, once they accept that they have the condition, frequently they're emboldened by it and they don't let the condition get them down. They think, right, I'm not going to let this thing affect me. I'm not going to let this thing take over my life. And there are thousands of people in Ireland out there who live fulfilled and great lives, even though they have epilepsy. And, you know, that's something we really try to get the message across. We try to be positive. We don't try to be too happy-clappy as well at Epilepsy Ireland, because we acknowledge there's lots of people that really struggle with the condition. But as I said, for two-thirds of people with epilepsy, they can take medication, and with the right lifestyle and with the right sleep and, you know, reducing stress levels, often they can live their life just like anybody else.
Now, I do realise, Conor, as I speak to you, that today is Culture Day, but all eyes are going to be on the Ford Island Resort tomorrow night for a special fundraising black tie ball in the Ford Island Resort and Spa. And I can tell you, it's a resplendent location. How many people are you expecting?
Well, it's the generosity of people from Cork is amazing. And also, so far, we've over 200 people there now tomorrow. And there's going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be a black tie event. So there's going to be lots of sophistication and lots of fun. And, you know, all for a great cause. We have a great Cork band called the Love Bugs playing. So there are still tickets available, you know. I mean, if you go onto our Facebook or our Twitter page or on our website, but the key person to contact actually is Judith Kelleher. So if you were to contact Judith I'll give you the mobile number actually. Her mobile number is 085-803-7275. That's 085-803-7275. And if you contact Judith, we still have tickets available, and it promises to be a great night for a great cause. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be there myself, and yeah, it should be a great night.
It will be a great night. And you know, for anybody that is suffering or living with, I don't like to say suffering, anyone that's living with epilepsy, listen, it's going to be a great night out. Throw on the glad rags, you know, get glammed up and forget about the outside world, because for a night you're going to be surrounded by lovely, caring people with the Love Bugs, with sumptuous food inside in Fota. And most of all, you get to meet the lovely Conor Culkin as well.
Well, yes, I'll be there. Yes, I'm usually the tallest man in the room, so yeah, you'll probably be able to spot me from a mile away, and I'll have my phone out tweeting and away about the event. So yeah, do come up and say hello, and I look forward to meeting lots of supportive people tomorrow night.
Fantastic. Well, Conor, look, for all our listeners out there, if being affected in any way at all and you want to find out more information, the website is epilepsy.ie. It's that simple. And if you want to contact, the number in Cork is 021-4274-774. And as Conor has said, if you want to get a ticket for tomorrow night, you can contact Judith now on 085-803-7275. Conor, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's been a blast. Yep. And hope we catch up again in the near future.
Anytime, Dara. It's been great. Thanks a million.
Take care, my man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.